This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain, Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, including our over-the-road 18-wheeler drivers, the guys and gals out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang there, hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers over to the post offices. And don't forget about the suicide jockeys either, Tom and the crew, hauling gas and diesel and jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And you can also find us on Parler, MeWe, Gab, Getter, spelled G-E-T-T-R. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. And you find us all there under the same code name, Captains with an S on the end of it, America. Captains with an S, America. All one word. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from California, it is none other than Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Good morning again, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I got one thing to say to close up this first hour. We didn't quite do it the way I wanted to, but let's just look at something like this. You remember P.T. Barnum and George Hull when they hawked their fake Cardiff Giant? Do you remember the Cardiff Giant?
Well, no, P.T. Barnum. Yes, exactly. Yeah,
okay, well, the Cardiff Giant was something that was a legend in the area of which I was born and brought up in upstate New York. They found the Cardiff Giant in Cardiff, New York, which wasn't that far away from where I lived. Now, they've sold us a bill of goods. They're trying to return us like a bunch of serfs back to serfdom with our lordships in charge of us. And they find us as easy marks because we just keep falling in line with their con game and one that enriches them and their crony buddies from their wallets. But guess what? It's politics masquerading as government. Or maybe should we call it the three-branch Monty?
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, Captain, I'm glad you mentioned the idea. I mean, even that term serfdom, right? The idea of that, you know, what the United States of America represents is actually a pretty small blip in the context of the history of civilization.
Uh-huh.
And typically you know, what we have here in the United States is very different from what most of history looks like, and where you have a very few ruling over the very many. And so that's why, when you said that, I think it should really put things into perspective.
Yep. Well, let's go to the phone line. We've got Mike, who's trying to run for mayor or something over there in Clearwater. So go ahead, Mike.
How you doing, Captain? Good morning, Kyle. So Bernie Sanders came out and said that
this
bill is going to have little or no, you know, effect on
And
inflation.
I said that last hour with the CBO.
Right. Mm-hmm. Shame on him. Shame on him and shame on all of them. And how about this, Kyle? I need your opinion. So I've been trying to think of other names that more appropriately fit what this bill is going to do, because it's certainly not going to reduce inflation. So which one do you prefer, Kyle? The Bankrupt America Act or the Screw the American People Act? Which one do you think is more befitting? Thank you so much.
All right, Kyle, I got a better one. You ready?
Sure.
Bend over. Here it comes.
Well, I think both of Mike's things sound pretty good, because again, they name these things that to do something that they really don't do, but they can tout. And you better believe that the White House press secretary will be touting, and all the people carrying the water on CNN or whatever it might be, the panel discussions will say, "Look, the president said he's going to fight inflation, and he went and passed the Inflation Reduction Act. Now you tell me how this president's not fighting inflation." And they will steamroll over everybody, trying to make them think, well, okay, I guess, you know, he's trying to fight inflation. But he's not really trying to fight inflation.
Tell me where we're at in 6 months. Tell me where we're at with what this green energy is going to do. Tell me how many jobs are going to be laid off. Never mind how many they think they're going to hire. All right, let me go real quick over here to the phone line. Where is it? Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Professor, Captain, it is I, Jennifer, listening to you on 710 KNUS.
Thank you. Jennifer. Thank you. What's up?
Your discussion about term limits, there is a danger in that while you limit the terms and the power of different individuals who have achieved office, you are actually giving more power to the people who are the bureaucrats and the people who are the aides. And there's a little term that they use in Washington. They call themselves the weebies.
Mm-hmm.
We be here before you come. We be here after you go.
Yeah, I've heard that. Mm-hmm.
Now, there is I have an idea of a compromise that would work.
All right. Well, I gotta go to break. So you can either hold on or call me back. What do you want to do?
I'll hold on.
All right, hold on. Okay, Kyle, you hang on too, folks. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we cruise along during the overnight hours. Yeah, don't go anywhere.
L1, stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team that own and operate Relief Factor. And that's a product that I've been taking for over 8 years. Now, the reason I tell you about this is simple. It works, and it works for me, and it has been working. And right now, the father and son team of Pete and Seth Talbot are on a mission. They are trying to see if they can double their business by giving all the people that are in pain an opportunity to get out of pain with their product. And I'm telling you right now, Relief Factor is an amazing product because I didn't think it was going to work. I was apprehensive, and I tried it, and within a week, my pain was under control, and within 2 weeks, it was just gone. That's all there was to it. Now, you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and sign up for the $19.95 3-week quick start. Get it started. See what it does. At the end of 3 weeks, if it doesn't work, tell them it didn't work, and they'll stop shipping it to you, and you're only out $20. But it's been years since I've heard of somebody that told me the product wouldn't work. So there you go. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, now let's go back to Jennifer in Denver. Jennifer in Denver, hello.
Hello.
All right, you had a great idea. Go for it.
Okay, you can run for senator or congressman X number of terms. However, after a certain number, you can no longer run under the umbrella of a major party such as the Democrats or the Republicans. You have to run as an independent or with a minor party. So, Senator Schumer,
You can no longer run as a Democrat, but you can run as a Socialist Workers Party or the Green Party, or how about the Communist Party USA?
All right. I like it. I like it.
But you can still vote for that great person like Ted Cruz or Mike Lee or Jim Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
They can still be there doing a great job. They just can't do it under a major party.
Right. They could be a libertarian. They could be a conservative party. They could be whatever. Okay.
Constitution.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Anyway. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Jennifer. I appreciate the call. Okay. Well, Kyle, that's kind of a unique idea.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the idea. But she was also talking about the bureaucrats and so forth before we went to break as well.
Mm-hmm.
That there would be a concern with that. And yes, people have thought about that. And the flip side of that, though, is that there's also the idea that there's a sense of urgency by the whoever's elected to get their legislation done before they have to leave office, so they might get more done in that time period.
Now, before we go to the next caller, I want to get this in. This is Bill Barr, the former attorney general, the Trump attorney general, who was interviewed by Catherine Heritage on CBS News. Listen to this. Here we go. Let's get started. Let's see. It should start anyway.
Idea.
What is the future of the Republican Party?
Well, I think the future is bright for the Republican Party. I think I view 2024 as setting up another 1980, where when Reagan won two terms and then Bush won a third term. And that's what I think you really need to make America great again. You know, decisive victory and a reaction to the excesses of the progressive Democrats. And I think we could do that again and really achieve a decisive victory with the right candidate. But I don't think Trump is that candidate. The day he's elected, he'll be a 78-year-old lame duck who has obviously bent on revenge more than anything else.
Did you hear that?
I did. I think that what the former attorney general, right, Bill Barr, is talking about, number one, in terms of 1980, yeah, the parallels are obvious. And Joe Biden seems to be trying to outdo Jimmy Carter almost in every sense of the word, but it's a very, very different style, though. Jimmy Carter wasn't doing what Joe Biden is doing right now. Jimmy Carter had a terrible economy, made a lot of bad moves, but not what we see today, where you have what we were talking about just a little while ago, Captain, the far left, the Green New Deal type stuff, the kowtowing to the far left being held hostage by them. But now whether or not Trump is the candidate, we still don't know that. He hasn't made an announcement yet.
Well, the Republicans have 12 years, as I see it, that they could be in power in the White House and probably even the Congress. The only opponent other than Joe Biden is going to be Gavin Newsom. It's obvious. You can see it. You don't have to look very far. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Buttigieg? No. He's not, what's the word about it? He's not manly enough to run for president. There you go. I know I'm going to get in trouble for that one, so why not say it? Okay, let's go to the phones. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Captain Tim from Tampa.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I have one for you. This is my personal experience of Friday. And it really, people need to listen and understand. I popped in on my way to the grocery store right here in South Tampa, Kennedy Boulevard, popped into the Circle K because I looked at my gas gauge and got $10 worth of fuel. That's 2 gallons. Little over two. I get to the grocery store and I get $30 worth of food. Go to checkout and my card was declined and said I had insufficient funds.
And I know why. I know why. They took $75 off your card at the gas station.
$125.
Mm-hmm. On top of whatever your purchase was, I believe it's $75 they take.
$125.
Well, then I change banks.
Oh, it's Bank of America, and I canceled their butts Friday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Well, mine is $75, and that was bad enough.
Yep, I will open another bank account today, this morning, when they open, but it will not be Bank of America.
Yep. Okay, well, thanks very much, Captain. All right, we'll talk to you again. What?
On top of that, Bank of America charged me $35 in overdraft fees.
Yeah, well, I'd have a little discussion with the manager. Thanks a lot. Got another caller. Okay, now, hold on there, Kyle. We're going to go over to Bad Gab and Bob. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. I lost track. About the bill that was just passed.
Yep.
Can't the one where they got all the Green New Deal stuff in it?
Yep, they snuck it in, all of it.
Say that again?
They snuck in all that they couldn't pass before is in this bill, every single piece of it.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to ask Kyle, how much can, if we assuming we win both the House and Senate, can how much of that can be reversed?
Okay. Thanks, Backgammon Bob. You know the answer, Kyle?
I know that they can revisit legislation and so forth.
They can redo the bill. They can revisit the legislation and get rid of all of that.
Well, sure. And this is why typically when you see presidents come into office, one of the first things they do is they start reversing executive orders that happened under Trump, that of course happened under Biden. But the legislation, they can go back,
yeah.
Especially if it hasn't, you know, a lot of the stuff isn't even going to start taking off anytime soon.
This is a year or more away.
Yeah.
A year or more away. But just the fact that it's out there has wreaked havoc with the stock market and with business.
Well, sure, because they see this horrible direction everything is going. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, somebody made a comment about, the candidates. They said, you're forgetting all about Stacey Abrams. Well, let me say something about Stacey Abrams, and I'm going to be polite because we have a Georgia audience. Stacey Abrams doesn't have a rat's chance in hell of being the president of this country for many years down the line. Why? Look at her record. End of story. I'm done. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I just don't see that Stacey Abrams would be a viable presidential candidate. It would be pretty much like a show of a candidate.
She doesn't have anything to run on.
Precisely.
Nothing.
So, and you know, Captain, if I might, this next election is going to be so much about foreign policy,
yep,
and the state of the world and all this kind of thing. I don't believe that Stacey Abrams.
And how to stay out of a war.
How to stay out of a war, but also how to make sure that America is leading in the world. And I don't think Stacey Abrams would be the best.
And Joey Soft Serve Biden isn't the answer. Think about that as we go to break. All right, folks, the Captain's America Third Watch rolls along here. I'm telling you, you can't make this stuff up. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. An Oklahoma City man fatally shot his three young children, then shot and killed himself early Saturday. A person jogging or walking called police after spotting the four bodies in a vehicle in a northwest Oklahoma City neighborhood about 7:30 Saturday morning, according to Captain Michelle Henderson. Henderson said police had been searching for a man and his son since shortly before 4:30 that morning after learning that he had taken the children and made concerning statements about their well-being. Ann Hayes remains hospitalized and in intensive care after a car she was driving crashed into a residence and became engulfed in flames. She has severe burns and has a long recovery ahead of her. Her team and her family are still trying to process what led up to the crash. The vehicle was traveling at a high rate of speed when it ran off the road and collided with a residence, according to a Los Angeles public information officer. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
GCN.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. And by the way, don't forget about MyStore.com either, because MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, the promo code Captain works at both. Now, the difference is when you go to MyPillow.com, you pretty much know what's going to be over there. It's mostly about bedding and sleepwear and things around the home and whatnot. But MyStore.com is something a little bit different, and you might want to go over there and take a look at it and see what it's all about. You might find some things over there that you didn't even realize were around, and there they are at MyStore.com. Now, you can call the number 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. Use the promo code CAPTAIN, and you're in. That's all it takes. Or go to the website, MyPillow.com, enter the promo code CAPTAIN to get in the door. Or over at MyStore.com, enter the promo code CAPTAIN, and you're in over there. And you'll get a discount on the prices. When you see the prices, they'll be discounted for you because of the promo code. No promo code, no discount. That's the way it works. MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, 800-641-5459. Promo code is always CAPTAIN. All right. Back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I'll tell you what, that was an interesting session there. Now, I got a couple things there. I got a couple people I got to recognize. First of all, our friend John up in Colorado on the ranch. He's saying, on the Highlands Ranch, he's saying, my new slogan is Remember in November. Well, that's been mine all year long, John, so I'll let you borrow it. So there you go, Remember in November. Boy, is that true. And Chris is saying, hey, when's the violence going to start? Up, Rock and Roll Chris up in Massachusetts says, when the violence going to start? You know it's coming. Yeah, there's going to be violence of some sort because that's the way the Democrats operate. They're going to try to scare the bejesus out of everybody. And he says, let's see, God and the military are the only thing that will get us out of this. Elections won't. Well, elections will if more of us turn up than them to vote and vote these bums the hell out of office that created this mess. And I realize that there's some big old blue states that are going to be blue because the people there don't want to give up all their free stuff. And, you know, well, I get welfare, well, I get social, you know, whatever it is they get, they're on the government dole. And those people are so afraid of losing that. And maybe the ones that are eligible to go to work, maybe they're afraid that they might have to go to work.
Possibly. And then, of course, also, Captain, you know, I think that depending on what we see happen in November, we may see Democrats beginning to question the integrity of the election results. So I'm just
oh, imagine that.
Election. Yeah,
say it ain't so. Say it ain't so.
Yeah, they might say a lot of weird stuff that typically would be called attacking our democracy, but we'll just have to wait and see. But you know, they got a few tricks up their sleeve, I'm sure, of what they're going to say when we see the red wave come.
I hate to say the jig is up, but let me tell you something. If you don't think that we haven't for the last 2 years had people inserted in the Democratic ranks watching and listening and perhaps even on some of their planning to find out what it was that they're up to, then you don't know how things work in the real world because they've been infiltrating. They've been doing that. They've also, by simple actions, the way they've been doing different things when it comes to, and by the way, the voting machines, they know what could or could not happen with the voting machines. So they also know how to correct that because we just had some circumstances in some of these primaries where we had some issues, correct?
Right, right.
You remember the one state that had the biggest issue?
What was that?
Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
What did they do?
What did they do?
They ran short of ballots, remember?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah, they had the ballot issue. That's
yeah,
right.
So one of the election officials had to resign, correct?
Mm-hmm.
But they got them ballots and they voted. How about that?
Well, precisely. I think, though, that, you know, part and parcel of the elections is election fraud. And one of the things back in 2020 was that somehow there was no fraud, but of course there's always some kind of fraud, and you always have to overcome that fraud. But I have a feeling, Captain, that it's going to be very difficult to make the fraud be, prevail, because so many people are going to be crossing the line. They're going to be saying, look, I'm going to vote for a Republican because I'm tired of this mess. And it's quite a mess.
Yes, it is, but I'm telling you that they've been watching and they've been studying and they've infiltrated the Democrats, just like the Democrats, I'm sure, have infiltrated some of the Republicans. There's some candidates running for office that I believe are from the Democratic Party, but that's a story for another day. And the thing of it is you have to understand that this is the way the game is played.
Well, precisely. It is a very rough and tumble game, and it's not pretty sometimes what you actually do see happening behind the scenes.
And follow the money. It's all about the money.
Well, sure.
Yep, all about the money. He who has the greenest of the green usually winds up with the bluest or the reddest of the votes.
Well, precisely.
Mm-hmm.
But this particular time that we're coming up to, Captain, I think is going to be unprecedented. I do think it sets the stage for a 1980-style major sea change.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. And the reason why is because I keep running into so many Democrats that I know are Democrats that are coming up to me and saying, we're done. We can't afford it anymore. We're done. We need to vote now. Like, I'm gonna lose my car. I'm gonna lose my house. I don't know if I'm gonna have a job. The people that are coming up to me saying this stuff, okay? This is serious stuff, and this is right now, and we're still about 100 days away from the election.
Well, that's right. And
you think it's gonna get better in that 100 days?
No, most unfortunately, all the indicators that we're watching and seeing, from housing to all these different indicators in the economy, are simply not good. In terms of what people can expect. And I hate to say that. I always want to be positive. But unfortunately, Captain, they've set up this environment where people are losing big time. And as you mentioned, the people that come up to you and say they're done, well, I will also say this. The Democrat Party left you.
That's right.
They left you behind.
Yep.
They left you behind.
You're in this position because of wonderful Joe Biden and his policies and the Democrats that have followed suit. You're in this case, this situation, because of that.
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
They left you behind, and they don't care what's happening.
Yep.
And they honestly believe that they can get through this with the messaging. I mean, for goodness sake, Karine Jean-Pierre the other day was arguing with Peter Ducey, trying to say, well,
Frenchie.
Gas has come down. She was saying the gas has come down a little bit, and that's so good for the nurses and for workers. And don't you think that's good for them, Peter? Basically is what she was saying. But, of course, gas prices are astronomically very high.
They're
still
double still what they were when Joe Biden took office. They're double, okay? So until I see that double come back, and like I've told you, until the gas prices come back down below $2 a gallon where they were at the day we had the election, I'm not buying anything that, oh, they're making a big break. Well, yep, I could tell you what gas prices are right now, but I'm gonna wait maybe till later in the show. But the thing of it is they've dropped down a little bit, but they should have dropped down a whole hell of a lot more when the price of gasoline drops 50 cents a gallon.
Well, right. Well, but the whole idea is that, you know, somehow, oh, the Democrat administration, they just care so much about working people and people who literally can't afford these kinds of increases, Captain, because their wages aren't rising.
No.
With that. They can't sell some stocks and just, sort of ride it out.
But who just voted themselves a pay raise in one of these bills that got passed?
Who's that?
The Congress.
Well, of course.
They voted themselves a pay raise. And by the way, right here in my backyard, the county boys, they voted themselves an 18% pay raise just right in the middle of everything going on. Well, I've got to have more money. Get another job. Jeez, because these people are not full-time politicians out there.
Well, how many people are getting pay raises that are going to just cover over inflation like it never happened for them? Right? And, of course, the answer is really nobody is getting those kinds of pay raises.
Right. And then you got all the insider information trading going on.
Yeah, that's another thing. See, that's another thing that the American people, I think, have a real bone to pick. And they really do. I think we'll see candidates campaigning on this notion.
There already are. And this all this stuff needs to stop. All this specialized treatment and this, that, and all that stuff, it's got to go away. And so do these people that put it there to begin with. Hold on, Kyle. Folks are coming back. Going to take another look at the highways and the byways here on the United States of America. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
is Hearts from the album Dreamboat Annie. And that was a number of years ago, too, there, Kyle, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's back in, I know it's mid to late 70s, I'm pretty sure. But, yeah, that's definitely back in that time period when they were just going strong and had a lot of other great hits as well, Captain, as they went into the 80s.
Yeah, well, that's a pretty powerful one there. And that came off that album, Dreamboat Annie, and there was probably six hits came off that all went to number one.
Yeah, and, I mean, just to talk about groundbreaking, especially with a female group like that, it's just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Now, look, go ahead, take it away. Tell us what's going on out there.
All right, well, folks, once again, we continue to watch for these aerial flood watches, especially in New Mexico, and it looks like, well, maybe that might have dropped off. This is north of Albuquerque last hour, but they still had some very sad news up in Mora, New Mexico. Four people had drowned in that area, we understand, because of the wildfire flooding that went on with these storms. But be very careful in that area as we look at the rain map. Going on right now in New Mexico. We still have rain north of Santa Fe. And then also, if you're coming out of Albuquerque heading for Santa Rosa and you're coming across, of course, I-40, you're going to have rain coming across the road there and then a little bit more following Santa Rosa as well. But by the time you get to Tucumcari, should be clear as you head on over into Texas. We also have rain coming down just north of Truth or Consequences across I-25. Same story up in Colorado, north of Pueblo along I-25, just a little north of Colorado Springs. You got rain coming across the interstate tonight. Rain, in some cases, medium rain in terms of regular rain, medium, heavy, but the medium rain is right there in Tucson right now. We continue to see hot and dry weather up in the parts of Washington and Oregon, and some heat advisories, of course, in central Washington tonight. So be careful out there.
That's one way to describe it, medium rain. Well, we got some not-so-medium rain up in Wisconsin, up through Madison, halfway across Wisconsin from the Great Lake Michigan all the way over to the Minnesota line, about halfway up halfway up Wisconsin and about a quarter of the way up Minnesota. Northeastern corner of Iowa, the Quad Cities, you got some rain in there. Got some rain across the northwestern corner of Illinois as well. And then over on the east side of Lake Michigan, you've got some flooding right there along the shoreline going on right now. So that's evident for about 100 miles all the way down to all the way down to Gary, believe it or not. All the way down to Gary, you've got that shoreline flooding. All right, coming down the Mississippi Valley, let's go down about halfway down Missouri on the Illinois-Missouri line. You've got some flooding there. You've got some rain severe thunderstorm watches for the day right there in an area that's about probably 40, 50 miles around in pretty much the center part on the border of the Missouri line with Illinois. Then coming on down, you got a much bigger area where there's flooding, flash flooding, and more predicted in the southeastern corner of Arkansas, as well as the central part of Mississippi and the northeastern corner of Louisiana. Now, if you're down on I-10 tonight and you're coming across from Beaumont, if you get off the interstate and go south very far, you're going to be in some areas that are flooded right now, all the way from Beaumont, all the way to Lafayette, Louisiana, on the south side of I-10. So if your favorite truck stop is on the south side of I-10, you might want to look for one on the north side of I-10 because you'll be high and dry up there. Won't be the case down below. And the other thing, Kyle, that happens is when that happens, guess what happens to the fuel tanks?
What's that?
Water.
Oh, wow. That's right.
Water. Yep. Once those tanks get underwater, that's it. Water. And you're really screwed. But going up the East Coast, got a lot of high temperature warnings up through the East Coast, the big cities and parts of upstate New York. And then way up in the northern part of Maine, I mean way up in the northern part of Maine, you've got a bunch of rain up there, and it's going to continue through most of the day up there. Presque Isle, Caribou, if you're going up for that load of French fries, you're going to get wet, so just get used to it. Okay, Kyle, tell us about how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
Look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him. And don't forget, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J. Stop by, check them out. join the driver's club, or certainly get your hands on a pilot card that you can use for fuel, because you add up your points that way, and you can use them when you get to the pumps. It'll tell you how many points you got and how much fuel you're going to save, or how money you're going to save on the price of fuel. So there you go. All right. Well, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us, FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Big deal over in Gaza. They just decided to quit shooting at each other for a few hours. I hope it's still holding.
Yeah, they kind of got through this. They went through, 3 days of the nonsense, and...
What was there, 400 or 500 rockers shot by the Islamic Jihad or more?
Yeah, that's about right.
Mm.
And then they go through a ceasefire, but Israel was able to take out a handful of militant Islamists, so that's good.
One of their leaders, I guess, right?
Several.
Okay, well, that's good. That is excellent. And, you know, if they want to mess around, that's fine. But then I heard Bibi Netanyahu was the one being interviewed about all this yesterday.
I didn't hear it, but no doubt.
Yeah, he was the one that was being interviewed. So that was good. He's the one that ought to know. So where is this going to go? I mean, are we going to calm down again, or what are we going to do here?
Yeah, it does. It happens every, handful of months. It goes on, so it's not a new thing.
Hmm. Well, you can only hope, can't you?
Well, I mean, it really depends on how much the Biden administration will continue to provide the ordnance for the Iron Dome. Remember, there was a time that there were so many going off that Israel was running out of them.
Correct. They had to get a little temporary sideswipe there from one of our allies somewhere in Europe, I believe.
I don't know, but
yep.
Biden, was late in fact last time. So,
well, imagine. When we come back from this break that we're fixing to take here in just a second, we're going to talk about the Voterama that took place over the weekend and the Inflation Reduction Act that does almost nothing to reduce inflation and certainly will raise taxes and will raise the price of goods and services. Hold that line. Folks, when we come back, we're going to tell you about that, because anybody that does not understand what happens to a corporation when they get an increase in a tax, what they do with that tax, they don't pay that tax. You do, in the form of more money for the product that they make. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.